Adventures in Research.
Doctor, excuse please, officer, doctor.
Well, what is it, man? Speak up.
Little boy very sick. Please, must come quick to fix him.
Sick, eh? What's wrong with him?
Very hot with fever. Very sick. Very hot, but shake like very cold.
Well, we'll have a look at him. Sounds to me like it might be malaria.
This is Paul Shannon introducing another in the series of programs dealing with the thrilling adventures to be found in the field of scientific research, as told by the men of science themselves. Today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories, is called The Sting of Death. It is more than just the story of a man and the work he did. It is a tribute to the toil, the faith, and the unending perseverance of those whose lives are devoted to research, that their fellow men may benefit from their trials and their successes. Such a man was Sir Ronald Ross, Major Ronald Ross of the Indian Medical Service, back in the year 1894.
No, no, Captain, I can't say that I agree with you. I've observed patients with malarial fever for some time.
But, Major Ross, what other proof exists? If the disease isn't caused by drinking water, or possibly, as some believe, the dank night air of the tropics, what else can it be?
It might be carried by mosquitoes.
Oh, nonsense. Simply because Manson discovered that the filaria worm that causes elephantiasis is carried by the mosquito, you and a lot of others are coming to the belief that it's the cause of innumerable jungle diseases. I say, you're getting off on a tangent. You can't blame the mosquito for everything, you know.
That's how it was. Always they wanted to hold to the old theories. Malaria caused by the dank night air or by the drinking water. On Ross's next leave back home to England, he determined to see Patrick Manson and see what his theories on the subject might be.
Now, Dr. Ross, have a look in that microscope and tell me what you see.
Let me adjust it a little. The usual cells of the blood. The plasma. What's this? A small round affair with a definite black pigmentation in the center.
Right you are, Dr. Ross. That is the parasite of malaria that you're looking at. The parasite discovered first by Laveran.
So, this is the little fellow that does the damage.
You'll only find that in the blood of people with malaria. Of that you may be sure. But the big puzzle is,
how does it get from person to person?
Right. How is malaria spread?
That was the important question. Many times during his leave in England, Ross, with Manson, observed malarial patients in the hospitals there, pricked the fingers of sailors stricken with tropical malaria, smeared the samples of blood on their microscope slides, and watched the growth, the action of the deadly malaria parasite.
There are the spheres, Dr. Ross.
I see them. Tiny things they are. Inside the red blood cells.
Now watch them. The little spheres break through the cell wall. See that?
Yeah.
When that happens, the victim has his chill.
There they are again, in this other smear. No, they're larger, crescent-shaped. And those long whips extending from them make them look like an octopus.
Yes, as fearful and deadly an octopus as ever menaced the waters of the tropical seas.
Ross watched, amazed at the spectacle that was going on beneath his gaze. Still, he said nothing of his theory of how malaria might be carried from a sick man to one who was well. And then, one day, as he and Dr. Manson walked along Oxford Street, the elder man suddenly stopped.
Ross?
Yes, Dr. Manson?
Ross, I've an idea about malaria.
And what's that?
I've an idea that those parasites we've been watching are carried by mosquitoes.
You really believe it?
I do indeed. A victim sick with malaria lies feverish in his bed. The mosquito lights upon him, bites him, and in biting sucks up some of his blood, which is filled with the malaria parasites, the crescents. Then, once those crescents get into the mosquito's stomach, they turn into spheres with a black pigment. Then out go those wriggling whips that find their way into the hide of the mosquito.
Then what, Dr. Manson?
Then they must turn into some form of bacillus. And the mosquito dies. 9 times out of 10, that mosquito will fall into some water. Then unfortunate people come along and drink that very water. The water the mosquito has caused to be infected. From man to mosquito to man. That's malaria.
Back from his leave now, to the post he held in India, went Ross. In the lonely military station of Secunderabad, on a great desolate plain heaped with piles of ugly rock, Ross followed the trail of the mosquito.
Lakshman! Lakshman! Where is that man? Lakshman!
Yes, Sahib. You called?
Go out again. Bring me more mosquitoes.
But, Sahib, the ones you had...
I've cut them all up. I need more.
Yes, Sahib. I get more mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes by the tens, by the hundreds, Ross's servant, Lutchman, captured. Miserable, malarious men in great numbers, Ross paid to let the mosquito bite them. Then, in the hot hole that served as his laboratory, Ross peered into the stomachs of those mosquitoes, into every flimsy portion of their tiny bodies, probed through the magnifying eye of the microscope for the parasites, and found the disheartening answer to his research. A parasite didn't grow.
Something's wrong. Something. They're in the blood, those parasites. The mosquito sucks them into his system, and they die there. The heat of this place is enough to drive a man crazy. How can men live in it? How can... Wait a moment, Ross, old boy. You're getting off the track. Get back to the mosquitoes. Forget the heat. Water. Now maybe that's what it really is. Parasite-infected mosquitoes in the drinking water. That's what Dr. Manson said, too. Lutchman! Lutchman!
Yes, Sahib? More mosquitoes?
Yes, more mosquitoes.
More mosquitoes. More men with malaria to pass the parasite on. Then 2 bottles of water for the infected mosquitoes to swim in. After that, the test.
You 3 men... I want you to understand what you're doing. I don't have to explain much to you, Lutchman. You've been through this with me.
Yes, Sahib.
I'm paying you to drink this water. There were mosquitoes with malaria swimming in it until this morning. I took them out. If you drink that water, you might get malaria. Hmm. Understand that? You might get malaria.
Yes, Sahib. We
now,
understand.
If you do get malaria, I have the medicine here. Plenty of it. It will take the fever and chills away. What you're going to do is for science, understand? It's for the whole world. It's important. If you don't want to play along, just say so. I won't force you to. Anybody want to quit?
We drink it, Sahib.
We drink water.
Fine. Thank you, men.
Well, they drank the brew from Ross's mosquito swimming pool. Then they waited, while Ross sampled their blood beneath his well-worn microscope. The hours ticked by, and they waited for the chill and the fever. But it never came. The water wasn't the carrier of malaria. Failure after failure passed across the microscope stage. And Ross worked so hard that when he finished in the late afternoon, nearly blind with squinting, he could only stumble to his quarters, and wrapped in fatigue, find comfort in heavy sleep.
New kind of mosquito. Sahib be glad to get this, maybe. Don't try to fly away. You with the colored wings. Ah, more of your family, too. Good, good. Wait till Sahib Ross see you.
Who's there? Oh, it's you, Lutchman.
Look, Sahib. Fine new kind of mosquito. Very different from plain ones before.
What's this? A new kind? Yeah, let's have it. Oh, yes. Dapple-winged fellow. This is new. Can you get more like it?
Find some, Sahib. Don't know. Maybe find more.
Find them. Find more. We'll start all over with these.
Start all over. begin at the beginning again. August 16th, 1897. Ross makes the entries in his notebook.
New type mosquito with dappled wings found. Allowed them to bite malaria patient calm. Wait results. Dissected several of the new mosquitoes which bit patient Khan. Results, no evidence of parasites anywhere.
Bit by bit, he hunts through the mosquito with the same wearying result. Till nothing remains to be checked but the stomach. Groggy, tired, Ross pushes the microscope away from himself in a gesture of disgust.
Oh, the devil.
And then, in a single moment, makes the choice between success and failure. Reaches again for the microscope. Rubs his hand across his eyes and looks down. There's the corpuscle. The blood cell. A turn of the microscope screw and...
What's this? Clear circular outline. Too sharp for a blood cell and too small. There's another. Focus sharper. Yes. Granules of that black pigment. And more. 3, 5, 9, 12. 12 of them. No. My eyes are playing tricks. It's the heat I'm seeing things. I'd better get some sleep.
Right you are, Dr. Ross. That is the parasite, the malaria that you're looking at. The parasite first discovered by Lavrov.
So, this is the little fellow that does the damage. Oh, yes. And there's another. Again, with a black pigment in the center.
You'll only find that in the blood of people with malaria. Of that you may be sure. But the big puzzle is, how is malaria spread?
How is it spread? The mosquito? No, I can't find the parasite there. The mosquito doesn't get it in the blood of the patient.
As though in a dream, Ross awoke with the answer. No, his eyes weren't playing him tricks. He did see those pigmented parasites in the mosquito stomach.
I must go back now. I know they'll still be there. I know it.
Yes, they were there all right. Those malaria parasites were there, alive and growing. And there were more in mosquitoes that came after. The answer was clear. The fact was sure. The proof that the bite of the Anopheles mosquito was the sting of death. The starting point in the trip of the malaria parasite from a sick man to a well one. For the blessing his toil brought to mankind, great honor came to Sir Ronald and to his colleague, Sir Patrick Manson, who pointed the way and encouraged him from England miles away. And to Ronald Ross, in 1902, came that distinguished honor, the Nobel Prize for Medicine. And yet, no prize could ever repay Sir Ronald Ross for the great good he did in the name of humanity through his historic adventure in research. The Sting of Death, the story you have just heard, is another in the series of Adventures in Research by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Be with us again next week for another interesting story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.